Adam, today we're shining a spotlight on some of the work that our members are doing in their communities to really change the game. And we're going to be focusing more on the how than the what.
That's right, John. So for background, the MMA really looks across our member communities each year for people doing groundbreaking work or solving problems in a new way. And we recognize them with the MMA Innovation Award. This year, there were three community programs that really stood out to us. And it's important because their stories give us not just hope, but also real, tangible guidance for how other leaders in Massachusetts may implement similar programs.
Yeah, I think big picture, the goal of innovation is to really solve problems for people, to make their lives easier or better. And with budgets strapped and a lot of uncertainty, it's maybe more important than ever to find creative solutions. So later in this episode, you'll hear from North Attleboro Town Manager Michael Borg, who helped establish the town's new regional food pantry, and from Andover Town Manager Andrew Flanagan and photographer David Whitney, who'll talk about their Andover at Work photography exhibition.
So our next Innovation Award winner is Andover at Work, a photography project and exhibition featuring images of municipal employees in the midst of their public service work. The project was created by photographer David Whitney and town manager Andrew Flanagan. David was given incredible access to town employees and spent nearly a year photographing sewer workers, firefighters, librarians, and on and on. David and Andrew, welcome to the 351.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
So I really love this project, in large part because it brings to life the sheer breadth of what municipalities do. And we all know the power of imagery and storytelling, so it's really telling a story to your residents. But that said, photography is not something that many people think of as a project to help a community. So tell us where the idea came from and what was the intended impact?
We started the Andover Leadership Academy about 3 or 4 years ago, which is an invitation to the public to come participate over 11 weeks and learn about all the different functions of town government. And every week, we either profile a department or a collection of departments that are related. And the whole idea behind it has been to engage the public who are interested in learning more and then hopefully turn them into ambassadors to their neighbors, their friends, as we prepare for town meeting or just have a critical mass of folks who are able to answer questions that otherwise might not be able to. So one of the first classes, David was a participant, and while we say we like to create ambassadors, we also like to generate ideas. And David had a great idea at the time that the program administrator brought to me, is this idea we have somebody interested in photography who wants to take some pictures of departments, and we kind of took it from there.
So note to our members, those citizen academies can really pay off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've always been a fairly serious photographer. So, when I was in the academy, part of the academy is, presentations by each of the departments and then some site views. Let's go look at the firehouse or look at the DPW. So I was seeing things I had never seen before that were interesting photographically and also interesting. I was learning a lot about the town. So that was sort of the inspiration for it. And I really wasn't sure, how far it would go, but, it turned into a 2-year project, sort of a full-time job. I think more than 25,000 photographs over 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And the idea was elevating public service through art. So there were two things there. There's the public service aspect and the art aspect. So any time I took a photo, I wanted to illustrate the job environment, show you something about the individual who's doing that job, and also make it, an artful photograph. So it was an interesting experience to kind of get all those things to work together.
And to be perfectly candid, we didn't know how this would actually develop over time either. I remember when the idea was initially presented, it was at a time of year where we're all very busy, the departments are busy. And at first pass, it was like, who is this guy? And he's going to annoy department and division heads and employees when he's in their office space or at their work site taking pictures of them. So we selected, I think Elder Services is the first division. And we're like, let's just try it out and see how it's received. And it was received extremely well by our division head at the time and the employees. As that continued to be the case at every department and division, I'll never forget the reaction from our police chief, who I just assumed by nature would be among the more critical, busy people, departments that are on the move. He called me and said, this David guy's great.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think it's because he got to see the work of his department and his people in a much different way, even if it was a simple photograph that kind of captured what they do, you know, through a different medium.
One of the things I tried to do, you know, as Andrew said, it was sort of a bootstrap process. I would start with one department or division, and along the way, I would make sort of a flip book of 5x7 photos of the group that I was doing. So it wasn't like, in 2 years, I'll have an exhibit for you. So I was able to show, you know, the people while I was there what was going on so they could get a sense they were being represented fairly and that sort of thing. And also, you know, they would see the work and, you know, be comfortable with it. And then I would take that book to the next group and say, see what I did for them. So it was that sort of iterative process of, you know, gaining people's trust and giving them real evidence that, you know, it's a product that they might like and a project they should be willing to participate in.
So, David, what do you feel like you learned over the course of the project? I mean, what were you taking home to family and friends and folks you were talking to in the community as you worked on it?
Well, there were several things. First, I learned a lot about how the nuts and bolts of the town work. You know, I've been to every division and department in town, all of the facilities and the back rooms of many of the facilities. So I really know from the high level to the nuts and bolts level, sort of what goes on to make a town work, which is, you know, more than most people realize, I think. You know, there's an image sometimes of public workers leaning on shovels waiting for the shift to end, but, you know, didn't see any of that. I was really impressed by the, you know, the dedication and the professionalism of the folks there and the level of coordination and cooperation across departments. You know, the fire department has a down power line. You know, they call the police to block the street. They're there, and the police say, we got to get somebody to move the branch, so the DPW comes out and do it. I was impressed by that. Also, I did see that the community tended to appreciate this stuff, that, you know, I would sort of loiter at the exhibit sometime, and, you know, people were looking at things and saying, oh, I didn't realize we had a forestry department, and, you know, their own anecdotes of, yeah, I remember when the firefighters came to my house to do this. So there was a lot of appreciation in the community that, you know, I didn't really know how that would go. And I also learned sort of more about the process. It was just sort of giving me permission to go talk to these guys and then working out at each department level, you know, what's the best way to get things going, to build trust with these people. After a while, some of the departments sort of looked at me as their staff photographer. There's a retirement party coming up. Would you mind coming by? You know, there was a large memorial service for a dispatcher who had passed away, and the police said, would you please come and photograph the memorial service? So, you know, I was able to sort of give back something. You know, the currency sort of is the photographs, and it was nice to be able to give some of that back during the process.
Yeah, you know, it dawns on me, we all have thousands or tens of thousands of photos in our phones, but we don't have photos anymore, right? Being able to give somebody, I think, a tangible photo creates a human connection that a digital photo just doesn't provide.
And that's true of, you know, it was really nice to, in some sense, you know, bring a physical exhibit to the town.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's not just what flashes by on this week's Facebook post. But, you know, there's more of an impact, I think, when you're looking at a photograph.
So let's talk about the photos. So for starters, they're all black and white, and they're primarily candid. They're literally photographs of people in the act of performing their public service. We're obviously not a visual medium here. So if you could describe the exhibit overall and what you were sort of going for visually.
Sure. Well, one of the reasons I chose black and white was, well, a couple of reasons. One, I like black and white photography as a medium. It gets you to concentrate more on, you know, the form and the subject. And particularly when you have an array of photos. You know, if I were doing it in color, I'd have some people here in bright orange vests and an orange cone here and a blue thing here. So it might be distracting. And what I did for the physical exhibits, there were two chances to do that, one at the library and one at the senior center. I built 8 of these 3x5 foot grids of photos, 8x12 photos in a grid. And there were a couple of reasons for that. One was so I would be able to, you know, show more photos than just lining up a row of them. but also it was sort of to make the point that these are individuals. So each of those single small photos was an individual, but they were actually part of a larger group. We were fortunate enough to have a couple of fairly large spaces in town to host an exhibit like that.
Yeah. And I want to mention for our listeners that they can find these photos on andoveratwork.com, right? And I'll say, looking through those photos, the imagery was one thing, but it was what I was left with was a feeling about the commitment and the pride that these people take in their work in service to the public. That was my takeaway when I was looking at those.
Yeah, that's certainly what I learned by interacting with these people. You know, you mentioned, you know, one of the techniques, you know, I came back multiple times and sort of immersed myself just to end up being in the background. You know, I really wasn't looking for posed photos of any sort. So, you know, people were relaxed. They were intent on doing their work when they were photographed. They weren't paying any attention to me. I was there often enough that, you know, they really tended to ignore me.
So, Andrew, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about what the impact of the project has been like. You know, what have you got from feedback from the community? And do you feel like the project accomplished what you thought it would accomplish from the outset?
We didn't really know what to expect, right? Because we had never really taken something like this on. But as this evolved, we were like seeing the people in action and seeing people of different departments see each other in action and be able to participate in this project and then naturally kind of integrate what their experience was really moving to see develop. Because if you're a librarian, you know, you turn a faucet on, you know the water got there, but you may never have met the person who spends their career making sure that happens and is very much invested in what they do as much as the librarian is. And yet, while the tasks are distinctly different, they're like united in a common bond of being part of one organization. And it's so easy, as you know, to work in a municipal environment with 17 departments and divisions that may, you know, in Andover, 30 square miles, may work 7 miles apart and go there, you know, years or longer without ever really seeing each other. But being able to really begin to feel like it is one organization, and while what they do on a daily basis is different, they share that common bond in service to really the goals of the organization. So as that really transpired, we said, let's double down on prioritizing people, because I think they're seeing the value in being highlighted because the community's response was so strong. And when you can put a face to the work or a name to the work, I think it creates a sense of value for the public who pay for services and a sense of pride in the people who provide the service. And it really happened organically. I would bump into people at the senior center who were like, you know, David's work is so incredible. And then I would bump in to a custodian who said, that guy David was here, and he took the time to take pictures of me. And it was great. And last year, the cover of our budget book was a series of David's photos to really highlight what we're trying to say, which is the people are such a huge part of what we do. They're our greatest resource. And anything we can do to promote them, highlight them, and make them feel valued and part of the process, even if it's simply by taking a photo of them at work, it's a worthwhile investment of our time.
One of the things that impressed me was how many people just appreciated the fact that I was interested enough to come there and take photos of them.
Right,
you know, and they would say that.
Human interest.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you spend most of your life working, but you've got just pictures of you at birthday parties. So there was really that level of appreciation. And, you know, I think some of that will be, you know, hopefully long lasting. I know there are at least a couple of departments we're planning on putting some permanent installations of photos in sort of interior spaces for the workers to see them. So I think that will hopefully be some sort of lasting reminder that the workers are appreciated.
Would you advise trying to pursue something similar to your colleagues in town government? You think this is something other towns should try to, you know, there's probably not 351 David Whitney, but something like this to create that connectivity?
Without a doubt. And, you know, every project in every community is going to be different, but I think, you know, my position on that is take a chance at an idea or take a chance at pursuing an idea. No matter how busy the day is in which you hear it or the week is or the next month is going to be, because that's really how we very fortunately fell into this. Rather than say no, we said, well, let's start small and see how it grows. We are in the midst of this big renovation project at Town Hall where we've moved human resources or will, and we've tried to build this human resource space that I always say is a cross between a municipal office and an Apple store, where if you go as a prospective employee or an employee who just needs support, it's an innovative space. But whether it be the room you interview in, or where you're just waiting for your interview, or where you're an existing employee or waiting to meet with the HR director or the benefit specialist, you're going to be able to look around and see what everybody does in the organization, because David's work will be throughout the space, which I think to prospective employees says we're a serious organization about promoting our people. That's the value that goes beyond the actual experience itself, and that can really make the project live on and provide a return on a value, I think, for the organization well beyond the duration of this project and for years to come, hopefully.
I love the team building aspect that you're focused on there. And now all other communities need is a talented photographer who's willing to step up and embed.
Whether it's a photography project or something else really creative, it's about making the time and taking the chance to give it a go, because there's two things that I can't reiterate enough. How grateful we are for David and his time. He's underplaying the investment of time. You know, one of the things I remember most vividly is, I got to call it midnight because there was a house fire in town that was about a half a mile from my house. So, you know, if I got to call it midnight, I'm probably not going to go to a fire, but, you know, you're sitting there, like, it's half a mile, I'm going to go. And I went, and David beat me there. I didn't even know how he knew there was a fire. So he was at home listening to the scanner, and there he was, you know, beyond the bushes, taking a picture of a firefighter on the aerial ladder opening a roof. She had no idea that a picture was being taken of her. And it for me, was one of the best images of the whole program. So to have David be willing to participate at that level was really incredible. So that's point one. And then point two, understanding that there could be benefits well beyond what the initial idea is the other.
If anybody's interested in some help in doing this in their town, they can contact me through the andover@work.com website. There's a link there. I'd be happy to talk to them and see if there's some ways I can be of help.
I love that. I want to say, David, thank you to you for this truly, truly incredible public service that you provided in doing this project. And Andrew, thank you to you for saying yes, right? I think you know in these jobs, sometimes the biggest thing you can do is say yes to an idea. And you clearly did that. And I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk to us. And I have to say, though, my big takeaway from this, maybe beyond local government, is there are powerful forces in this world right now that are making us all focus on how we're different and trying to make us upset about that. And what you demonstrated in this project is that we are all much more, have much more in common than we are different. And you connected people via art and via their public service. And I think it's inspiring.
Thank you for having us, and it's been a great experience, and we look forward to sharing it with whoever is interested or willing to try something similar.
John, you know, I have to say, I think over the years, the Innovation Award winners are always impressive. These are not only just individually impressive programs, they also rapidly get to how local government serves people. Right?
Absolutely.
Whether you're talking about the program for youth in Amherst, a food pantry to serve vulnerable populations in North Attleboro, or a photography exhibit that connects municipal employees together and connects them to their community, all of them are about shared humanity.
Even though the programs are really different, I think what connects them is these aren't sort of routine and expected municipal services. Like, each of these programs was creative in its origin. And one of the things, particularly we heard it from Michael Borg and from Andrew Flanagan, like, if you've got that idea, don't give up on it. Figure out a way, stick with it, and you'll get there.
Right, especially, I think, in the instance of Andover, little to no money was likely spent. And in the instance of North Attleboro, there was a funding source available to do a really great thing for the community.
Yeah. And so ARPA funds came up a couple of times with Amherst and in North Attleboro as an example of really creative use of those dollars that really had an impact in the community.
Right. Creative, but impactful, like you said, right? They truly were serving residents. And that was really the goal of the ARPA program to begin with.
Yeah. These folks they're proud of their programs, as they should be, but their communities are proud of them too.
Right. As they should be.
Yep. So This was a lot of fun.
I can't wait till next year. Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Yep.